G'day, Proven Thoroughbred owners. Nick Ashman here with your pre-race report for Obsidian Dream, who heads to Warwick Farm on Wednesday afternoon. She finds herself in race one of a six-race program. It's a maiden handicap over 1,000 metres, 2:20 p.m. kickoff. Track report telling us that it'll be a bit off rail at Warwick Farm on Wednesday. We're expecting lanes four and beyond to provide the bulk of the winners, so those horses settling midfield and perhaps a tad worse will get their chance, particularly in those 1,400 metre races or less where there's just a one turn into the home straight. Once you get up to a mile and further, we do think, as always is the case at Warwick Farm, you probably still want to be in the first six, but you just want to be getting away from the inside part of the track. Now, speed map is very difficult to ascertain for this race because we're dealing with limited data and a couple of first data, one of which we are. So we won't even really have a crack at that. We expect, you know, obviously Farnish from the Waterhouse and Bot Camp to go forward, but Century Song's got pace, so too Captiva. There's a few of them around that could all, be in the mix early doors. So don't want to get too locked in. Let's talk about Obsidian Dream now. And for those that don't know, I've got a small share in it, very small share, probably own a couple of hairs, which I share amongst the Worksburger subscribers for our product. They get all the updates on the horses we buy shares in, and if we happen to profit, we tip that back into our product range to sort of build the subscription model out a bit. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I thought her first trial was probably her best, even though it was her biggest losing margin, just because Nash clearly necked her out the back, and then she sort of ran on, I thought, reasonably well from where she was. Now, she was beaten 8 lengths, so it sounds a bit silly saying that, but the way she started to pick up late in the piece was pretty good, I thought. Not sure we needed to go as far back on that occasion. Two subsequent trials, sort of in between with her, not sure what to make of them, but I will say this, looking at her pedigree, she's probably going to get over a bit of ground. If she's going to get over a bit of ground, she's probably going to show the most freshness and the most turn of foot in her first trial. And it was also her longest trial. The other two have been below 800 metres. So if you're a miler, you're probably not going to show up in those short trials. It's difficult for them too. Now, that's if she is a miler. That's the pedigree suggesting that. But, of course, things can be different under race conditions. So I think, look, we'll get back today. It's only a small field. Hopefully we're no more than sort of 6 or 7 lengths off them coming to the home turn, and I'm hoping that she can pick up, a couple of horses in the straight and maybe finish sort of 5th or 6th. I think that would be pleasing enough to suggest that she can win a race somewhere, and she might even be able to squeeze into the top four if things really go her way. Now, Ice Cool's trial data was obviously pretty good. Won that 900 metre trial in 53.7, which is pretty good going at Rose Hill. If he lives up to that, then he's going to be pretty hard to beat, I would think. Misty Vale does bring a bit of race fitness to the race. Put itself on speed there in that Daring Fellow maiden up at Wyong, and that rated well enough, I think, to be competitive here. Captiva, who was third in that race, was a bit of a drifter, and off the early market, sort of was well found early and then just drifted late. And I think that's probably just because they had it mapping to lead from the inside and the rail was just a bit inferior that day. So I do note that it's now $11, Misty Vale's $3.25, and there wasn't that much between them when they met at Wyong, so perhaps some value there for Captiva, but the problem is the rail is going to be inferior again, we're hearing. So, and then you look at a horse like Farnished, who's obviously by the Golden Slipper winner Farnan now. He hasn't been seen since March this year, so he's had a very long break. But he was in the market on that occasion. It was a soft six track. Don't know if a soft track will be his go. He's had a stack of trials ahead of his return. He had a few in August or July. They weren't happy with him, and then they tipped him back out, and he's had another couple again this time in, and he might be one that can improve at a bit of a price as well. Best of luck.